Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer. 20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forever Mark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal four C's. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forever Mark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forever Mark Diamond collection. Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer. 20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forever Mark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal four C's. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forever Mark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forever Mark Diamond collection. Benbridge.
Baseball Dad's number 31.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Everybody, welcome to Baseball Dads. Jason Aquisto here, and today I catch up with Coach Matt Cherry of the Fishers High School Tigers. Just checking in today, see how the season has been going. As you know, they won the state title last year, the champions of baseball in the state of Indiana. Caught up to Coach Cherry between class and practice today for a few minutes just to touch base on the Fishers Tigers program. I won't keep you. I know you got a practice to get to. As of right now, as of today, this is May the 15th, headed towards the end of the season. How many more games on the schedule?
We have two left on our varsity schedule, Thursday and Friday.
And then what happens at the end of the varsity regular season? How does that work in the, you know, in the tournament and all of that?
We drew Westfield in the Noblesville sectional, so we'll play Westfield on Wednesday, May 22nd. At Noblesville for the first game of sectional, and the sectional format's laid out Wednesday, Friday, and then Memorial Day is the sectional championship.
Cool. How do you feel heading into it? I mean, here's a season that you're coming off of a state title. Congratulations, by the way.
And thank you.
Yeah, and coming off of a sectional title, I think, in 2017. So coming into this year, was there a lot of pressure, or how did you adjust to looking at a new team and a new season?
I mean, every year is different. Even 2018 coming in off of 2017 was a different year, even though we had a lot of guys back. But this season was, we knew we were going to have some younger guys fulfill some roles, and we had some couple of returning guys as well. But, you know, there's some growing pains and some learning experiences involved. And overall, I think our guys have done a great job. We're looking forward to wrapping up the season here with Brownsburg and then taking our chances with sectional. Really like their draw. We got a great draw and opportunity to make another run.
We were joking a minute ago about the rain. How do you adjust during the season when you can't get momentum because so many games seem to get rained out? How does that weigh on you, you know, during the season?
You know, honestly, for us, at the varsity level, we didn't have too many backed up. I know the Westfield series got kind of crazy. We played a game a day earlier and then lost a couple games with them and ended up making up game two about 4 days later on a Monday. But other than that, we haven't really lost too many games. We've been right on schedule. We might have had one backed up or, you know, got rained out one night and put a doubleheader the next night. You know, honestly, sometimes it helps the rain give us a chance to take a day off and rejuvenate. This week we had 4 games in 5 days, and we've got similar weeks like that throughout the season. So whenever we get a rain out, sometimes that gives us a chance to breathe a little bit, and have a lighter practice, and have a hit around or even give them the day off, depending on what the schedule looks like moving forward.
Yeah, that's a great positive outlook on it, too. It sounds like that is an opportunity for you to do some team building and kind of, you know, spend time together in a different way and maybe take a day here that you can do something else, than something different than you plan. So that is not surprising.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good positive approach, and that's kind of the Tiger way. I mean, that's what the program is kind of all about, isn't it? Finding a way to to get things done in the face of adversity, adjusting, make an adjustment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we hope it's about. That's what we're trying to teach it to be about. And we're growing in that this year. But, yeah, definitely, you know, you're going to face adversity in life. You're going to face adversity on the field and in the classroom, whatever it might be. And just kind of being flexible and controlling what you can control and moving forward as positively as possible.
The program has been getting better every year, not just the record, the on-field product, but it's been gaining strength and kind of the way that you've built the program with your staff and everyone at the high school. I know that you're not one to take a lot of credit, but everyone appreciates that. I thought you might want to give a shout-out to some of the people that help you make that culture.
Yeah, absolutely. There's I don't know if we'll have enough time to name everybody. Obviously, our assistant coaches have been tons of hours and have bought in to what we want to do and to build, you know, not only a great product on the field, but in the classroom and off the field, to build these young men to be successful and move forward in life and be great husbands and all that. And, you know, all of our assistants have been awesome, but, you know, Darren Sims has been with me from the very beginning when we started the program in 2007. So he's been around a long time and knows, you know, what I'm wanting, knows what we want, and we can almost speak for each other. We've been together for so long. So having a guy like that just gets it and we're on the same page is definitely, you know, a huge benefit. Plus, he just brings positive energy to our guys. And, you know, anytime things are turning south, we talked about adversity a minute ago, anytime things are turning south, he's always the guy that kind of comes back with something positive and gets the guys focused and locked back in. And then, you know, all of our assistants do a great job. All of our varsity guys, Craig Halls and Chris Aber and Danny Collier, Justin Matchton, they all do a great job just staying positive, building relationships with kids, kind of finding out what makes them tick, which helps build the culture, the family atmosphere that we hope that we're building every year. And then definitely at the younger levels, you know, our JV Silver coaches, JV Red coaches, Coach Boyle has been around for a long time, so he also knows what we expect and what we're wanting and can build that into those younger guys before they get to the varsity level and kind of give them a taste of what to expect moving forward. But just the time that all those guys put in, they just put in, it's just hours upon hours, and it goes beyond even game time. You know, the game ends and we get the field put away and we're in the locker room, but then we're often in the office together for a little while after that or trading texts, you know, throughout the night and the next day, just getting ready for what's coming up. And they just put in a lot of hours. Then, you know, there's tons of people around the building that support us. You know, Rob Seymour, our athletic director, Jason Urban, our principal, all the coaches of the other sports. We're very blessed. We have a lot of coaches that want all the athletes to play as many sports as possible and succeed and all the teams succeed. And we get a lot of support. I know Coach Wimmer had the football team out at a game a few weeks ago. All the sports do things like that. It's an incredible culture that is at Fishers High School in general, which helps make our program successful. Even all the way down to, like, the Fishers Town works on our fields and gets the water off and gets it ready so that we can play games. There's just a lot of people that have helped build and make our program and our school what it is and the culture that's there.
That's a great answer. I didn't mean to put you on the spot to see if you could name everybody off the top of your head, but I think you covered a lot there. Yeah. Real quick, too, I also want to give you the chance to talk about the camps that are coming up this summer and what is that opportunity for someone in Fishers who is a youth baseball player or parents of a player that they want to get better, keep developing, move to the next level. What is the Tiger camp opportunity that is coming up for them this summer?
Sure. We'll run a camp, I think, the third week in June or June 11th, I believe, around there that week. We'll run a camp in the afternoon for, we say, 8 to 13-year-olds, but really kind of like that second grade to through seventh grade level. And it's about an hour and a half camp every day for the week. And just teaching, you know, we talk about teaching the Tiger way, the fundamentals, the terminology, the drills, the things that we'll focus on. And they'll get a taste of kind of what we do at the high school level and just, again, to get them to want to be a Tiger and want to bleed red. And so that's the opportunity we offer in the summer. We do some things in the winter as well, but that's what's coming up here in the next month. And they can register on, they can go through our website, our baseball website, and find the flyer to do that.
Okay.
But I did forget someone in my shout-out a minute ago. The parents and the dugout club does so things happen. I have to go back and give them a thank and a shout out because parents are incredible. They support us. They buy in, and then through them and the dugout club, they're feeding us and grilling out and cooking out and doing things behind the scenes, running concession stands and getting set up for banquets, all that to kind of support our guys and to help our program to be as successful as it can be.
Cool. Great. Is there anything else that you wanted to add? I mean, I want to let you get to your practice and, again, gearing up for a run here at the end of the season and hopefully going, making some noise, doing some damage in the sectionals. Is there anything else you wanted to add about this season and going forward?
I'm just excited where we're at. I think, if you look at our record, we're at 500 and different than what we've seen the last couple of years, but I really like where our guys are at. We've grown a ton. We learned a lot about the game. Again, we had a lot of inexperienced guys stepping in to play major roles and took a little adjustment, but I love the growth that I've seen. And I truly believe that we are set up to make a strong run in sectional. Obviously, you got to win game at a time, but I like our draw as long as we're winning the first game. I like how it's laid out. And I think our guys are mentally getting prepared and locked in. We've won four of our last six and playing really well here in May. So I'm excited to see what happens here in the next week and just like how much our guys have grown and improved and starting to buy in and enjoy being around each other and competing for each other.
That's awesome. Hey, I promised you 15 minutes and the time is up, so I'm going to let you get to it. Thanks for making time to just chat about the program and catching up with things. And I personally want to wish you great success in the sectionals coming up here. So fight Fisher's fight, man. Go Tigers.
I appreciate it. I enjoy doing this. Hope we can keep doing it.
Okay. Awesome. Great. And we'll keep the Cubs and Cardinals talk out of it for now, right? Okay.
For
okay.
The Cubs are in first place.
That's a long season. All right, Coach. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Come on, let the kids play!
Baseball Dads is produced and engineered at Crow Hop Studios in Fishers, Indiana.
Let them play! 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 Let them play!
Support for this episode has been provided by Ratio Keto-Friendly Dairy Snacks. If counting macros makes your head spin, count instead on a snack by Ratio. They've done the math for you, so you can spend less time studying the label and more time enjoying your day. Creamy and delicious, try strawberry and vanilla for 2 grams of carbs and a unique combination of sugar and protein. Interested? Ratio Keto-Friendly Dairy Snacks are now available in the yogurt aisle at Walmart. Always consult your physician before starting an eating plan that involves regular consumption of high-fat foods.
Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer.
20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forevermark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal 4Cs. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forevermark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forevermark Diamond Collection. Benbridge.